101.3. Always on the cutting edge. Voice of the Cape drive time. And of course, 072-238-0712 is our WhatsApp number. Feel free to criticize, query, or comment. WhatsApp line's down, but we'll get it up in a matter of seconds. A non-governmental organization in Zimbabwe has expressed fears of tampering with evidence following the conclusion of the Kgalema Motlanthe Commission of Inquiry. The inquiry was tasked to probe the killings of six civilians by the Zimbabwe military after the elections. And of course, we all remember the images of the Zimbabwe army marching through the streets of the cities of that particular country in a show of force. And of course, the tragedy that some people died. Online is Piers Pigot, Senior Consultant, Crisis Group Southern Africa. Piers Pigot, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, and afternoon to the listeners.
Now, it seems as if a lot of NGOs are expressing concern about the Kgalema Motlanthe-led Commission of Inquiry. Where do you think the weak points are, and why would Mr. Motlanthe align himself with something that is attracting such a lot of criticism?
Well, you know, I mean, criticism comes from a number of quarters about the commission itself, the mandate, the processes that it undertook, what it's failed to do, and so forth. But the bottom line is we haven't seen the commission's report yet. There were questions today being asked as to whether we would see that report. According to the commission spokesperson at the end of last week, the report was handed to President Mnangagwa over the weekend, or would be handed over the weekend. And then this morning, we have presidential spokesman George Chiramba, one of the hangovers from the Mugabe era, saying, well, of course, Mnangagwa doesn't have to make this report public. Now, of course, he doesn't legally have to make it public, and of course, he would require some time to chew over what the commission finds in order to see how he best respond. But it would be in his interest to put it in the public domain, as not doing so would fundamentally undermine his repeated promises for transparency and accountability that his administration represents a break from the past. I think the immediate concern that a lot of NGOs have is that the commission has produced a report rather quickly ahead of its cutoff date on the 19th of December, and only a couple of days after finalizing its public hearing process. And there was some controversy at the end of that hearing process because a number of witnesses were refused access, we are told, to the commission. And some of these were very important witnesses. So there's a lot of speculation about the credibility of this commission. But as I said, the proof of the pudding will be in the eating, so to speak, then when we see the report, see its findings and recommendations, and then we can have a proper critique.
Yeah, I mean, the statement you've made, certain key witnesses refused access, boy, it certainly set alarm bells ringing inside my head.
Yeah, look, you know, I mean, I think one of the problems was that certain aspects of the process weren't properly explained in the public domain. There was one individual in particular that raised a number of eyebrows amongst NGOs. This individual, who's a former retired colonel in the military, was due to testify, but was then abducted allegedly by members of the security intelligence community, managed to get away and was being brought to the commission to testify. The request and camera hearing, this raised questions about witness protection and the limitations of the commission's ability to do that. And another big problem, of course, is that this commission has no independent investigative capacity. So it really is judging the evidence on the basis of its own cross-examination, which generally was quite weak. And there was no, as I said, no independent investigation to corroborate or test the versions presented. So, you know, I think there will be a lot of concerns about this commission. But you know, it's impossible for us to really get our teeth into it without seeing the report. If Mnangagwa does not release this report, and of course there is a history of commissions of inquiry into violence, two big ones into the Gukurahundi, where the reports were made but were never released, and these are now over 20 years ago.
Yeah, certainly cause for concern. But of course, I think we have to sort of preface everything we're saying by the fact that I mentioned, you know, before the interview that the images of soldiers, armed soldiers, marching through the streets of Harare, Bulawayo, etc., were seen live on television by television viewers. The show of force after the election was evident for all to see.
Yeah, and what we've seen from the hearings in the commission are various versions, with the military themselves denying that their people were responsible for shooting anyone. Six were shot dead, another 20 or so were seriously injured, and then, of course, a number of people were beaten and shamrocked and whipped by the soldiers themselves. So the army commanders presented a version which was really farcical for many people, and they even went as far as claiming that some kind of conspiratorial third force, possibly an armed wing of the MDC, was involved. And they gave contradictory evidence as to who gave the command for deployment, with some talking about Vice President Chiwenga and others talking about Emmerson Mnangagwa. Why the commission did not subpoena either of those two men to actually clarify this in terms of the orders for deployment is also a mystery.
Indeed. And as I say, I can remember all of us in this newsroom watching very closely all of this footage with great concern. And anecdotally, it seemed to us as if there was very little control. But at the same time, if you send an army out into the streets, there has to be accountability and there is a chain of command.
Yes, indeed there does, and we need to know what's happened. When we're faced with a situation where approximately 180, 190 riot police claim they were unable to control a crowd of 400 to 450, the military then testified that there were 4,500 people on the streets, and then claimed that with a force of 62 people, but without shooting people, without having shot anyone, they were able to control that crowd. So, you know, I don't know really what we're going to get out of this commission of inquiry, but I suspect it's going to leave a lot more questions unanswered.
Unfortunately, that's the way it goes. Piers Pigo, Senior Consultant, Crisis Group Southern Africa, talking to us about the Motlanthe Commission of Inquiry into post-election and violence in Zimbabwe. And yes, indeed, some pretty strange things going on. And we're saying it here at Voice of the Cape. Piers Pigo, thanks for chatting to us.
That's my pleasure. Take care.